As the federal government remains partially shut down for a third week, volunteers and nonprofits are stepping up to keep parks clean. You've probably seen a Friends of the Smokies license plate on the back of a car. Funds from those plates help make up the $1.5 million the organization gives to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park each year. But sometimes, the need goes beyond those regular funds. North Carolina Director of Friends of the Smokies, Anna Zanetti, says they'll use $18,000 in rainy day funds right now to keep bathrooms open in the park.
It is our duty to step in when they are in need and when they need help. And when our superintendent calls us and says they need help and they need to keep these bathrooms open to provide for our visitors and for folks who are there to enjoy the park, we're there to provide for them. And so that's what we did.
Starting this weekend, 5 maintenance workers will keep the bathrooms at Newfound Gap and Cades Cove clean and open through January 21st. Friends of the Smokies works closely with the park, but Zanetti says that's hard to do when even essential employees aren't allowed to answer their phones or emails.
Well, we are not allowed to truly work with them at this point. The Park Service rangers that I rely on heavily, for instance, with grant applications, I'm not able to work with currently, so all of those projects have been put on hold until the government shutdown is lifted.
While national parks are open, Zanetti doesn't advise visitors to go to them while they're unmanaged.
We do not encourage folks to go in there currently, just liability. If you do go into the park, we hope that you will practice leave no trace policies and clean up after yourself and leave it exactly the way that you found it, or better.
Zanetti says there are more than 24,000 Federal Park Service employees nationwide, but only 326 are working right now in the Southeast. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.